All right, next patient we're going to do. It's going to be regional REGINALD Barlow, BARLOW. Let's see. Let's start with a date. The date for this patient is going to be 12/3/2025. And then patient is in his sixth benefit period. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. This is a 71-year-old gentleman who is currently on hospice with history of, well, we need a date of birth, sorry. Date of birth is 6/28/54. 71-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease, heart failure, COPD, status post right leg below the knee amputation, peripheral vascular disease, and diabetes, both contributing to patient's ambulation period. Patient suffers from cardiac cachexia, continues to lose weight. His MAC is at 29.5 centimeter. He's a 2 cm. Hi guys, he's a 2 sets at 94% room air, pulse of 70, blood pressure 120/70. How are you? Did you work out?
Yeah.
There's no beer in the gym.
Oh. Patient has a history of cardiac cachexia, as was mentioned. Shows both physical and mental decline. Patient has a PPS of 40%. Y'all can talk. It doesn't bother me or the lady that is transcribing. PPS of 40% requires help with all ADL. Bowel and bladder incontinent. Sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Has childlike appetite, eating 25% of meals. Patient also has history of asthma. Requires NIP treatments on a regular basis. Has oxygen available, which is not using at this time period. Patient's caretaker tells me that Norco does a good job taking care of his pain. They don't have much side effect as far as pain medication is concerned. Patient is taken care of by his sister, Cheryl. Patient is not using his walker or wheelchair much at this time, secondary to his weakness and functional decline. If I didn't say his total ADL dependent on bowel and bladder incontinence, please put that in there for me. Thank you so much. Given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let's see if there's anything else I want to put in there. Oh, put in there somewhere, patient does have 1+3 edema related to his congestive heart failure. That's it. Thank you.